This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My brothers and sisters in Islam, this is now the second night of Ramadan. We've finished now a day of fasting. Subhanallah, living to witness Ramadan is a blessing, no doubt, that came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He promised, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you were to be grateful to Allah Azza wa Jalla's blessings, He increases us. So that's the first obligation that we're supposed to live and we're supposed to exercise and engage with. Shukrullah Azza wa Jalla, thanking Allah Azza wa Jalla for this opportunity, for this blessing, so that He increases us, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, in many more days and many more Ramadans to come. My brothers and sisters in Islam, one day of fasting has finished. And we are now in the second night of Ramadan. You need to ask yourself and be honest with yourself. How much pages of the Quran have you recited? How many prayers have you prayed in jama'ah? And how many prayers have you prayed on time? How many raka'at, voluntary prayers? This is besides the obligation. How many have you prayed? You know, there are people that have already been freed from the hellfire. We're only one day in, and there are already people that have been freed from the hellfire. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَلِلَّهِ عُتَقَاءُ مِنَ النَّارِ وَذَلِكَ فِي كُلِّ يَوْمٍ وَلَيْلَةٍ. Every day and every night of Ramadan, that's 60 opportunities in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees people from the hellfire. There are already people that have been freed from the fire. There are already people that had finished and have finished reciting the Qur'an from beginning to end. No doubt, around the world, there are people that have finished. There are people that are praying and standing the nights in salat. And they have added to that salat, al-rawatib, the ones before and after, the obligatory prayers, and so on. There are people that have gone hours and hours in dua since Ramadan began. There are people that have made thousands of tasbihat since the beginning of Ramadan. There are people that have made abundance of istighfar since the beginning of Ramadan. Where are you and I? This is what we need to ask ourselves, and this is what we need to reflect over and ponder over. There needs to be a rush among the believers. Ramadan, don't think that you have a long month ahead. Allah Azza wa Jal, when He referred to Ramadan, He said, أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ. He said, a few days. That should be the attitude. It's only a few days. Wallah, we just began Ramadan and very soon Al-Eid will be coming. Ramadan will go very quickly. It's only a few days. That's the mindset. This is the attitude and the approach you're supposed to have. A few days. So every single day, try to do better than the day before until we come to the last 10 days, until we come to Laylatul Qadr. And ask Allah Azza wa Jal, especially a dua in this month. The doors of the paradise are open. The doors of the heavens are open. There is nothing that is closed between us and Allah Azza wa Jal. So compete with one another. Compete with one another. Race to the doors of the paradise. Race to the mercy and the forgiveness of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is what we're supposed to be racing in. Not the worldly life and the worldly luxuries and the entertainments that it involves and that it offers. Rather the race should be towards the doors of the paradise, towards the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to bestow His mercy upon us. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability that we continue to worship Him and strive and spiritually struggle for His mercy and for His forgiveness. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to free us from the fire. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.